May 19th, 2015, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Today I invite you to understand that Satan often turns good into his tool of evil. Take, for instance, some of the virtues such as obedience. Obedience in and of itself is admirable and deepens the soul's journey in holiness. But obedience can be used to control and manipulate by the abuse of authority. It is then that it becomes a tool in Satan's hand. Another example would be patience, a virtue that often takes a lifetime to mature. But if you were patient with the sins of others instead of correcting them, your patience becomes an instrument of evil. This all tells you that you must look at the fruits of your actions. Do you see the salvation of souls and your own personal holiness benefiting from your actions? Or are you enabling evil under the pretense of practicing virtue? Take the time to think this through. Do nothing for the sake of popularity or material gain. Do all things in holy love. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10, and chapter 3, 12 through 14. The synopsis, do not be deceived by philosophies or arguments of morality according to human traditions or worldly standards, and not according to the teachings of Christ. For in him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him who is the head of every principality and power, you have received fullness. As God's chosen ones, therefore, practice all the virtues, bearing with one another and forgiving one another as you have been forgiven. But above all virtues, practice the virtue of holy love, which is the bond of perfection. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.